Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. On a Wednesday, how's your week going? Hopefully pretty good. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are our phone numbers. We're on every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Good morning, JP. How are you?
Swell.
Good.
Yourself?
Yeah, just wonderful.
Are you?
Just wonderful.
What's making your day so wonderful?
It's beautiful outside. So I just like it. I went for a walk. It was nice.
A little nip in the air out there. It was like 67 out there.
Shut up.
No. It's amazing. I love
it.
Everything about it.
My ass is exactly I'm gonna go
what's home.
Going
You know
on.
What, Brett? I'm going to go home and put on boots.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's definitely booting.
It's booting sweater
love weather.
It is. 67? I don't know how you don't have a fire going.
It's something a little cozy.
It's
I don't
boot
know.
And sweater weather.
We'll start a fire in the studio, see what happens.
Sweater weather.
So jealous. I'm so unbelievably jealous. And all those times that you always say, oh, Monica, stop it. And we're jealous. Nope. Now we're all jealous of you.
Good.
Yeah. You have the about beautiful- time.
67. That's the dream.
That's a dream at the end of September. That's a dream at the end of September, October. Yeah. That's not the dream in August.
Right.
But, whatever.
It's
a couple more days, then it'll go back to the 80s. That'll be normal. That's where it belongs.
I wish.
Yeah.
let's go to the 80s. Let's go. Yeah, although I will say we had a little cold front, if you want to call it that. Listen.
85?
the meteorologists on the local weather stations were calling it a cold front, so I'm allowed to as well. But it just meant that the humidity came way, way, way down. And overnight, it was like 77 and 78 instead of like, 85 or whatever with humidity. Mm. So it was kind of nice that one day.
Wow.
At 10 minutes of a cold front.
Very nice. Do we have someone filling in for you tomorrow, by the way?
Yes. Gareth shall slide. Electric Boogaloo slide. And then I already asked Joj and she said yes. So.
Oh, okay. Joj will be in tomorrow on the phones. Very nice.
Look at that.
That's good. The show could use some yelling across the room.
Yeah.
No, that is her style, isn't it?
It's my favorite part. What? Love it.
Well, cause
she should say who's on hold.
Dave, I'm line one is on hold.
She should start doing that for the every caller.
Right in the middle of everybody talking. That sounds like a wonderful thing.
She's the best.
That's good. All right. So, yeah, Monica's out tomorrow. You got your Latino Alumni Association lunch. Is it?
No, it's
dare
not.
I ask, thematic? Oh, it's not. It's Alumni Association?
Yeah, that's the
without
thing.
Without Latino?
They have this every year, and every year I want to go, but every year I don't because it's from 11 to 1 in the afternoon, and I tend to work those hours. So every year I've missed it, but this year... I was invited personally by the, not even though it has nothing to do with Latino alumni. It was the Alumni Association just plucked me. And so I'm like, oh, what I have to say. And I get to sit at their table and there'll be football players at their table.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's basically to kick off the season. So
is it because you're now Selton status at racetrack?
I mean, I see no other answer. I don't.
Let her in. Personally invite her. Please welcome the Sultan, Monica.
You have to wear a long robe and sandals.
I'm going to need a green card.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the Latino Alumni Society. That's why I'm so honored. Like, I don't know why they chose me and invited me specifically. And she said, you can sit at our table. And I'm like, I'm going to fangirl.
I just got a follower on Twitter. Oh. And it says... It's at My Pen Needs Ink. The purely random musings of an otherwise boring and normal person who is mildly obsessed with fountain pens.
I am literally using a fountain pen right now.
How did this person find me?
How did this person write that as a description?
Oh.
That's a weird one. I mean, there are people who collect fountain pens, I guess. That's that type of person.
At My Pen Needs Ink.
I love it. I need to follow that person.
Well, have at it. There you go.
At My Pen Needs Ink. I'm searching right now. I'm dead ass.
What posts?
Well, I have no idea how many followers. I think 731 followers.
Oh. My Bic ran out! Exclamation point. My post number one.
I have never been more turned on in my life. My Pen Needs Ink is already following me. What?
Wow.
What? I am
that.
Following
you don't
have
to go searching so far.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, My Pen Needs Ink.
These are the people in our literal neighborhood. That's amazing. My Pen Needs Ink.
My Pen Needs
It's good.
Ink.
It balances out serial killers and stuff like that. I mean, this person could be one as well.
I trust the serial killers more, though.
Yeah.
At least they're honest.
Location is glue muggy hot Florida. That's
okay.
Factual.
Right. Exactly. I saw a thing today that was funny. It was actually a kid from Florida who's like 22 who got arrested. You ever hear of the Smoking Gun website? That's a great website if you want to see like people with mug shots and the stories of their silly crimes that happen or whatever. Anyway, this kid gets arrested for a DUI, and it says Florida man makes a strong anti-bullying statement. I'm like, what? So I go to the mugshot, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says, "Don't bully me, I'll see."
What?
Space, space.
Oh.
I guess he really likes to be bullied. What a dumb T-shirt. Like, what is that?
I love it.
So this kid, Cooper Conti, 22-year-old, arrested for driving under the influence a couple days ago, and that's the shirt he was booked into jail in at 5:30 in the morning. Don't bully me, I'll...
Yeah, that was probably a bad decision.
I don't know. Where do you wear that shirt?
Not in jail.
No. That's the truth.
You know, definitely not in jail.
And then they had a list underneath from the Smoking Gun Archives of other people who've been arrested in T-shirts. And oddly enough, the guy with the Got Beer T-shirt was arrested for...
Drunk driving.
Yes, drunk driving. Yes. They have another guy in an All My Friends Are Baked T-shirt.
Weed charges.
It's got a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Like a guy with arms and legs that's a piece of toast, and it says All My Friends Are Baked. And of course, narcotics themed T-shirt, arrested for marijuana trafficking. Ooh. That was pretty good. Then they had a guy wearing the My Greatest Dad T-shirt, jailed for child endangerment. Yeah. Like, what the hell? These are all real stories, real people that have happened in their past, and they keep an archive of these actual people wearing these T-shirts. Then there's a Breaking Bad T-shirt guy manufacturing meth, of course. I have a drinking problem, was drunk driving. And then finally, this guy, it didn't match, but he was a Florida guy arrested for drunk driving, and he was wearing I Heart Midget Porn T-shirt.
Oh, hey.
Brett.
Yes, hi.
Brett wears a lot of...
It's a good one.
Reactionary T-shirts.
Yeah,
sure.
How often do people... The other day, I had a shirt on that I had... I have a shirt that says Wooden Spoon Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, more not a long time.
I think I wore it twice. I forgot I even had it, and I had to do laundry, and there it was, so I put it on. I was out for maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was in, I think, Tuesday. I was in a supermarket and a deli. I have four people saying, yep. Me too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like stupid
you
nonsense.
You get the
and
right
I'm
shirt?
Like, I'm like, what are you talking? Oh.
You get the right shirt, it does it. And anytime I wear a Bob Ross shirt, yo, Bob Ross, he's awesome, man. You know, a lot of that. At Kenny Chesney over the weekend, I was wearing a Tony Soprano shirt that says Gabagool.
Uh-huh.
And it's What's for Dinner. And right. A picture of Tony Soprano holding Gabagool on it. And, ironically, I was in Jersey. And one of the security guards is like, yo, hold on. Yo, Bobby, look at this. Look at his shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you get a lot of that. So.
Yeah, I just wasn't used to it. I'm like, do you judge a shirt by the reaction it gets?
You know it's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get a lot of reaction.
Do you put shirts into the rotation based on the amount of interaction that shirt may give you?
Not necessarily, but it is a good feeling to know that. Or if you get a good shirt, you're going to go, this one's going to get a bunch of reaction. You just know it. You feel it.
Oh, when you first buy it, you mean? You just know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. It's a future greatest hit instead of a deep cut.
What is your most, off the top of your head, what is the T-shirt you wear that gets the most reaction? That gets the most vocal reaction?
I would say Bob Ross. I have a few Bob Ross shirts. Yeah. Any one of them gets an immediate reaction. Multiple, no matter where I am.
People just love him. Is
from
that the reason?
Supermarket to a theme park. You know, those get.
And everybody knows who he is?
Anytime I wear it. Anytime I wear it, I'll get at least one comment depending on where I am.
You know, it's weird. Over vacation, I was wearing a Stones T-shirt, and I noticed a lot of people looking at it and had like quizzical looks, all ages. Like, I'm thinking to myself, I've never seen the Rolling Stones. Like, they look like, kind of like.
Did you just make up a word?
No.
Quizzical is a word?
They had like a, quizzical look. They were the Stones logo. I'm like, I feel like everybody would see that.
Very just like flipping. Quizzical.
Yeah. Come on, JP.
Quizzical look.
It's quizzical.
Quizzical.
Says it every day.
Absolutely. And then last night, I had a Brett t-shirt moment.
What did you have?
You have a Catalina wine mixer.
I do, yes.
I mean, you may even have several Step Brothers, but that one I remember all the time. And last night, flipping around the channels before going to bed, I run right into the effing Catalina wine mixer scene in Step Brothers when they play and Will Ferrell sings the whole scene. And I thought of you right away and your t-shirt.
Boats and Hoes or the
Catalina?
Yeah.
Boats and Hoes.
Boats
I've never seen that movie, so I have no idea. But that's what I like to do. I like to use you can weed out the people, for me anyway, like the cool and not cool people. So like I have a shirt that has a beaver and he's gnawing on some wood or whatever and it says damn it and it's like damn it. So anybody
who love that kind of joke.
Exactly. So whoever laughs at that, I know I like them. You know what I mean? And whoever ignores it, and that's cool. I'm not mad at you, but I just know it kind of weeds out people. So like I've never seen Step Brothers. You would instantly think, what a dork, which she doesn't get this shirt, because I would be like, what the hell is a Catalina whatever? So I feel like that's what I don't know so much for a reaction as it is for a, let's find the cool people.
Speaking of t-shirts, if I may throw a question to the group, if I committed a crime or not regarding t-shirts. So at the end of Kenny Chesney the other night, so Zach Brown opened up the show and it was a great time. People filing out of our section, end of the show. Like the section is gone. It's been 10 minutes since the show ended. We hung around a little bit, start walking up the aisle.
Is it a great time for you?
Being that it was my 47th time seeing Kenny Chesney.
Right. I also know.
No, it is. He does put on a really good show.
Okay.
I will, like, when my wife goes to New Kids on the Block every year, I don't care.
Right.
Doesn't matter. So the Kenny Chesney show, he puts on a great show where you love him or not. I know 95% of the songs. It's stupid.
Okay, so you enjoy it.
Yeah. And Zach Brown, by the way, if nobody's seen him, he's awesome too.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
And so as I'm walking up the stairs, my eyes catch under one of the seats, which had two folded up shirts. Pick them up, one Kenny Chesney shirt, one Zach Brown shirt.
Oh, sick.
Both size small. Not that I'm wearing them. So I pulled them up to my wife. She said, it's a little too small. You know, concert shirts can run a little small, even the small ones. So I'm like, what do we do? I mean, it's nobody's here. Do we give them to security? Do we just leave them here?
You took them?
Yeah. So I go, wait a minute. Ding. I said, how about this? I said, how about we go to one of the t-shirt stands that are outside of the stadium? They have, you know, they don't miss an opportunity to sell stuff. I said, what if you say your husband's an idiot and bought you the wrong size? And see if you can get the correct size that you need, whether it's a medium or a large.
My wife would do that in a heartbeat.
And so she did. I stayed back. That's what she did. You could see the guy. I'm watching from a distance. You could see the guy holding up the shirt, looking to see if there's any like stains or whatever on it.
Yeah.
And then she wound up getting those exact shirts in the size that she wanted. So did I commit a crime or is it finders keepers?
No. And you know that, but as long as you're okay with karma coming to get you somewhere down the line, then you did what you did.
But why though? Why would karma come? This is the end of the show.
Because you took something nobody's that wasn't yours.
But nobody's there.
Listen, I got you.
Yeah, the section's emptied out.
If you find it in a parking lot, what do you do?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I understand. You're the karma guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm saying for you, for me, I'd rob that thing all day and twice on Sunday.
Yeah. See, I don't think this is a karma thing, but, I mean, you could have given it to security, but it seems kind of a waste because, really, honestly, nobody is going to come back for those t-shirts.
And what's security going to do?
And they don't care.
Nope. You'd be surprised. I mean, they might come back, but...
If it was a wallet, in 2 seconds, hand it over to security. See? Because it was something that's generic as a shirt. It's so far past the time where somebody would... In my mind, I justified it as they're in the parking lot. They can't get entry back in. And they go, oh, my God, I left the shirts underneath the seat. Oh, no. And at that time, they're in the parking lot, and they could just buy one of those bootleg shirts.
I told you.
That's what I said in my mind. That's how I justified it.
That's pretty good.
I told you the Judas Priest story, right? When we were at Judas Priest, Painkiller, and the cops, some guys were selling t-shirts in the parking lot. And I guess the cops were coming after him, and they took the shirts and threw them under a car.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy Anthony just went, like, he looked over one shoulder, looked over the other shoulder. He's like, you serious right now? And he went and grabbed all the shirts that were in the bag and put them in his car. And his entire family got Judas Priest shirts for Christmas.
Wow.
I love it.
That's a step more. So is he okay? You can see he's okay in your mind?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you do what you got to do.
Okay.
I'm on your team.
All right, good. So I was named finders keepers.
Found really interesting? At the Foo Fighters, Brett, did you notice, did you buy anything in the parking lot? The guy is in the parking lot t-shirt, guys?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Took Venmo.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, why not? I guess.
I did. You know, I did notice that. That's right. I saw one of the guys.
They took Venmo for payment. I'm like, are you serious?
Because that's something that we all know it's safe. Like it's proven that nobody's getting ripped off on either end.
But you're selling
there.
Illegal stuff and that
right.
And Venmo tracks you.
It's a paper trail.
Yeah. The big paper trail.
How is that stuff illegal? They're allowed to sell stuff, right? Anybody
not
can sell
illegal stuff. Shirts? No.
Say your personal thing gets $115, $45 payments. Ding.
But wait a minute. What makes the shirts
is this
illegal?
Guy a business?
That the Foo Fighters or anyone did not make these shirts and did not authorize these right. people in the streets who stuff 15 shirts underneath their shirt and then ask you if you want it after the show is over right. in the
parking
lot.
Oh, they stole that? Oh, see, now I...
They make bootleg shirts.
Yeah. We had a buddy of ours.
Just like bootleg CDs. Same idea.
A friend of mine that was in that business. In like the late 70s, all through the 80s, all through the 90s, 2000s, he was in that T-shirt. Like he would get the designs, print the T-shirts, travel around with a bunch of people, go to the shows whenever they were coming to the area, made tons and tons of money.
But those cash. People should be selling. If the people inside sold them for cheaper, they wouldn't be buying them outside. There's got to be a happy medium here, people. I didn't realize it was illegal. I bought shirts. All the time, but
I've copyright a design or whatever. You can't just take it and. If
we're being honest, though, back in the day, the quality of the shirt in the parking lot compared to the quality of the shirt inside, it was, you know, you'd buy a shirt in the parking lot, one sleeve would be like 2 inches right. longer than the other sleeve, and you'd wash it once, and all the ink would come off the thing.
You took your chances,
but
no
now,
question.
I'm telling you, if I held up two T-shirts, and one is a parking lot shirt, and one was from inside the venue... You may very well be hard pressed to tell the difference between the two shirts. Because the one that they had for the Foo Fighters, they had the identical shirt inside. Mm-hmm. Identical shirt inside.
That's why I didn't realize it was illegal. I said, okay, well, they're out here and they're making their own. Like they're doing their, maybe they bought a whole bunch of them and they're doing their own like thing. I didn't know it was illegal to sell them outside of the actual. So the only legal ones are the ones inside.
That's right. Correct.
Exactly.
I didn't feel right.
Oh, Jeff's on line one. Hey, Jeff. What do you think of Brett? What's going on?
Uh-oh.
Hey.
What do you think?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
Brett, you thief.
Hi.
The what? How are you?
Brett, the what? I'm sorry. A thief? Why am I a thief?
Because you stole.
I didn't steal. Man.
You did steal.
It's a finder's keeper.
You never heard of Lost and Found?
Are you telling me
that
those shirts at a concert, if I brought them to a Lost and Found, that people are going to come back and go get them? You're telling me at a concert?
I would.
If it was so important to them, they wouldn't have forgotten them.
They, you know, a little bit of liquid courage, they forgot. You know, they go back.
Sure, I get it. It happens, and it was my gain. This is a finder's keeper situation. Oh. If I did it with a wallet, like I said, easy. Call me a thief all day. Wallet, I would give it back in 2 seconds. A random T-shirt.
But you changed the size. You went out of your way to be a thief.
Well, that part, I guess, is thievery and deception.
Well, that way you get rid of the evidence.
I love you too, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that
part is thievery and deception. That's correct.
Right. And you immediately came
Thank
up.
Thank you, Jeff.
Like you took a page out of the JP playbook. You immediately came up with a game plan.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Like once the
Those are expensive shirts. I mean, come on.
I know they are. Once the smalls weren't going to do it, you were like, I got it. Tell them your husband's dumb. Mm-hmm. Got the wrong. Like you, I was, as you were telling that story, warmed my heart.
Oh,
a little bit.
That's got to tell you something, Brett. I'm just saying. However you feel,
so
I really messed up. Yeah, what you're saying, this is bad.
You can take it that way if you want to.
Right, so I agree with Jeff that I'm a thief. No, but he's right. I guess the deception part. Like if I just took the shirts and took them, then it's a finder's keeper's thing. Yeah, then I did something illegal after that, I guess.
That's a waste. They don't even fit.
After that.
You could have worn them as underwear. That's about it. They're smalls, you know? What are you going to do with them?
I absolutely would have been. Because how many people are at that concert and going to steal, like going to the Lost and Found to steal something? I know if I was like, oh my God, in a drunken stupor at the car, where are the shirts? Oh, crap, I left them there. I would legitimately say, I would at least take a shot and say, is there any way there's a Lost and Found? Is there any way? And if it's not there, which I wouldn't even expect it to be there.
Right.
Then I'd be like, well, I screwed up. But I would hope upon hope that someone would be honest and do that. And you just crush people's dreams.
I hope they got a good, nice illegal T-shirt in the parking lot instead.
And learn their lesson.
To round out the theft. Theft and illegalities.
A theft circle right there. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Some laundering, some T-shirt laundering involved. Mm-hmm. Some thievery. Wow. Some stealing of some dreams.
Yep, no big deal.
It starts with a small crime, Brett. It just starts with a small. That's your gateway crime.
That's my gateway crime. Okay.
A lot next time for a free T-shirt.
Hey,
buddy, a year from now, Brett's doing time. I didn't know it would lead to this.
Or somebody's hearing this now and they're like, "That was me." That's it. I'm pressing charges. Right here we go.
We're Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. In about an hour, we'll get the dead guy in the envelope. A lot more before then. And, of course, at noontime, $1,000 cash keyword, the bone bonus. Be right back.